are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Count. An hour of Northern Soul, rare groove, mod beat, and forgotten gems from the 50s all the way through the 60s to the early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Mod Marty. So we're going to be spending about an hour together listening to some quality music. I'm pulling out some kind of high-ticket items this week, but one thing I've come to understand is that it really doesn't matter the value of the record from a collector's point of view. It matters what is in the grooves. You can pick up a record for a dollar, and that actually is worth a dollar, and it could be something that blows your mind. And that's what the show is about. It's what's in the grooves that count.
We'll be right back.
We started right off the top there with a screamer from the Monarchs on the Soundstage 7 label. What Made You Change Your Mind is the name of that one. After that, from Chicago, the Duets on the wonderful label, a track co-written by the late, great Andre Williams. Please Forgive Me. And lastly, the Ramsey Lewis Trio with Ramsey hammering at the 88s, covering High-Heeled Sneakers on the Cadet label.
Baby, baby, oh baby,
so many times, soul is a family affair. Started everything off there with Carla Thomas, daughter of Rufus Thomas. Her 1966 hit, B.A.B.Y., on the Stax label. There's a reason why that was a hit. And because it was a hit, it's now a fairly affordable record. Followed that up with Irma Franklin, of course, the sister of Aretha Franklin and Carolyn Franklin. Flipped over her hit, or at least should have been a hit for her, was a hit for Janis Joplin, Peace of My Heart, with a Jimmy Reed number, Baby What You Want Me to Do, on the Shout label. And then finished everything off with sisters Sharon and Sandra Gambrell, also known as the Gambrells, with I'm in Love for the First Time on the Cub label.
Thank you.
Lucky 13 Psych. That's what I'm going to call that set. If you're at all into the Nugget set or 60s garage, you probably know the 13th Floor Elevators, especially that track that I started everything off with, You're Gonna Miss Me. But what you may not know and what you can't find on the internet is the flip side of that, called Tried to Hide, which I ended that set off with. That disc is on International Artists, but the funny thing is that the version that I have is supposed to have an IA at the top for International Artists, but when they pressed that record, they swapped the letters, so it says AI. Artificial intelligence. I sandwiched Positively 13 O'Clock in between the 13th Floor Elevators with a track called 13 O'Clock Theme for Psychotics. Great instrumental on HBR.
Since I've been with you, darling, I've been walking in the
Frank Beverly and the Butlers at the top there, if that's what you wanted, on the Sassy label. The Precision followed that, Why Girl, on the Drew label. And finally, Herb Fame, You're Messing Up My Mind, on the Date label. Speed up, baby, never be the same. Don't you understand?
Lolita.
From the heart of Canada, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Maude Radio UK. That's ModRadioUK.net. Okay, now we are cutting deep into high-class rock and soul. Like, this isn't deep soul, but it's some of the classiest stuff in the dancing soul genre. Started everything off there with Betty Moore, a track called Speed Up on the Wand label. And I wasn't sure what that song was about when I first heard it years and years ago. But when you listen to the lyrics, it's about dancing in a dance contest. It's actually quite a soap opera going on there. Dancing in a dance contest and your partner's slagging, getting tired, and you're trying to show off for the boy who's dancing next to you with his new girlfriend who used to be your boyfriend, and there's so much going on, and it's such a great song. Really interesting history to Betty Moore, too. She was the lead singer of the Esquires, one of my favorite bands of the era, who were actually named Betty Moore and the Esquires. And then she left in 1966. In 1967, the Esquires finally got a recording contract with Bunky Records. The Esquires were made up of Elvin Moore, Elvis Moore, as well as Gilbert Moore. So all these siblings. So she went off and recorded this record, which I will play the flip side as well. It's a cover of It's My Thing by the Isley Brothers. Only thing she recorded on her own. But it's on the Wand label, which the Esquires also recorded for and Bunky is associated with. And the writing credits on the song, Speed Up, is 1, 2, 3, 4 the names of the members of the Esquires. I absolutely love that record. No apologies. Followed that up with the incredible talent of Sam Wayman, a track called Hey Love on RCA. And then Pieces of Eight, a track called Lonely Drifter. There is, yes, a misleading Mexican brass intro, but remember this is on the A&M label, which was owned by Herb Alpert, who of course, along with his Tijuana Brass, were pretty famous for that sound. So chances are that's Herb Alpert playing the open there, but it's a really interesting mix because you end up with this incredible build-up to this wonderful soul track. We'll be right back.
you.
Oh yeah.
You made me feel good.
Oh yeah.
You made me feel good. I don't need any reason when I hold you. I never do ask myself why. So good, so good, so good. Never thought could be so good to me. To me, you don't need any reason, do you, baby?
Oh,
surely you should know that by now.
Yes, it's instrumental time. Started everything off there with Teddy and the Rough Riders, track called Pathfinder on the Euron label from Dayton, Ohio. And then on the Parrot label, The Zombies with You Make Me Feel So Good. And finished everything off by flipping over that Baby Ruth candy bar jingle that I played last week that wasn't so much a jingle as a fantastic instrumental with another instrumental called Too Early in the Morn. It's by a band calling themselves the Butterfingers, but they are actually Robbie Lane and the Disciples from Toronto. And that's on the Red Leaf label. CanCon.
When pick yourself up, dance a go. You will flip when your hip gets a grip on that driving beat.
You'll see,
you'll see,
it snaps you up. Get with it, it's got it. Got them. Get with it, it's got it.
Gee, Harry, we've been working on this new Salada Tea jingle for 2 weeks. So far, nothing.
Well, let's get back to basics, Hank. What are we really after?
Well, you know the problem. People say there's no difference in tea no matter which brand they buy.
But that isn't so.
Well, you know it and I know it, but how do we convince someone else?
You know, Hank, if we're going to come up with a Salada Tea jingle, maybe we should talk to a housewife.
Well, here comes a housewife now.
Oh, yes. Pardon me, madam. What is your name?
Thomas. Mrs. Doubting Thomas.
Yes. Well, Mrs. Doubting Thomas, what do you think of tea?
There's nothing to think. Tea's tea. They're all the same.
Oh, you don't really mean that.
I do. There's no difference in tea.
Well, you may think that, but you don't really believe it.
What do you want, an affidavit?
Madam, I have a hypodermic here filled with truth serum. Mind if we probe your subconscious for the real truth?
Be my guest.
Just extend your forearm.
Ooh.
There.
Like I said, there's no difference in...
Salada tea?
Now that you mention it, Salada tea is different.
Did you get that, Hank?
I'm taking notes.
Fresh blended for livelier lift. That's Salada tea.
Go on.
Yes, sing a song of Salada. Fresh blended for livelier lift.
It worked. The truth serum worked, Hank.
Yeah. Say, what did you have in that hypodermic?
Just Salada tea.
I had enough for the day. I hit the radio dial and turned it up all the way.
I got a feeling.
Yeah.
okay, we're getting into the little bit of fun here, but also something pretty cool, very, very rare. Canadian band called the Four Fables. And this is a first for On Target in 239 episodes. We played a flexi disc, 33 and a third square flexi disc. It's called Dance a Go-Go. And the Four Fables, this is the write-up it has. The Four Fables bring you an entirely new and different kind of go-go beat. A lively sound that comes only from a group with the rhythm to play jazz, pop, and blues. For 7 years, the Four Fables have been creating that rare, vibrant music that sets any party on fire. It comes in a cardboard folded envelope, I guess you'd call it, all the way from the Tea Council of Canada. Another rarity for the show I played the Beach Boys after with Dance, Dance, Dance. That's on the Capitol label. And even though the Beach Boys didn't surf, they were known as surf music, so I'm going to leave you with a track called Wax 'Em Up, a real surf instrumental by Pat and Lolly Vegas, also known as the Avantes. This is on the Chancellor label. This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count. With yours truly, Maud Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.